I've always thought respectable people scoundrels, and I look anxiously at my face every morning for signs of my becoming a scoundrel. Bertrand Russell said that. This is called the Right, 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 W-R-I-T-E-R-I-G-H-T-R-I-T-E. I think that's why people write diaries, you know. It's easy to get away with outrageous thoughts and prurient lambasts and scatological diatribes and just plain foolish confessions when you're dead. About time somebody said something about the advantages of being dead, even though one of my muse mentors, Walt Kelly, said, "There is no future in being dead." Turned out he was a liar, of course, since the memory of Pogo and other of his creations seems even stronger now, these many years after his demise. Anyhow, diaries are great fun to keep, because you can tell everybody off and never be around to hear the resultant furor. Another in a long list of guilty pleasures. Just make sure that somebody eventually sees what you wrote, or some of the fun will be missing. Donate said library to a local archives department and hope that, long forgotten, it will someday turn up in the hands of a bored graduate student who will get involved in reading it and think how quaint our customs were way back in the 1990s. We'll think patronizingly how smart we were even back then, and we'll praise our memorial wordage as being ahead of its time, even as we now praise folks like Montaigne, who, after all, was just writing down stuff that we too know about and ponder on each day, such as the advantages of life, the advantages of death, and the advantages and disadvantages of not being able some days to tell the difference.